This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We're going to be reading this devotional and then we're going to be discussing it together here. My name is Paul, and this is Torah Life Ministries, and I appreciate you all listening to this. This is the 342nd of this yearly devotional, the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to start, and today's title is Your Chance, Your Chance. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. Thank you, and here we go. After we read it, we'll do our commentary about it. It says, Looking back on my life. And pouring out my soul, I thought, I want it to be better for my children. I want them to have opportunities I never had. And then my mind was overtaken by thoughts from one who restores my soul. Psalms 23, verse 4. Thoughts circumcised my mind by the mind of Messiah within. What about your second chance? What about the life you still have in front of you? It was so simple in that instant, yet an entire lifetime of justice mindsets leading up to the moment had prevented me from embracing the simplicity of His words. Because of Yahweh's great mercy, we are not consumed. His compassions fail not, as they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Do you entertain thoughts like, my time is up? Have you surrendered to the idea of your golden years? Have you passed by? It's a sinful mindset, loved one. It's a way of thinking that not only denies the power of Yahweh in life today, in your life today, but also rejects that yesterday was under His sovereign control. Long before your physical existence, Yahweh set in motion the beginning and end of every aspect of your life. And it was only after having written the script of it all, He would at some point say of you, live. Broken childhood, failed business, shattered marriage, heartache, sickness, these are as much under His sovereign control as His son's nailed sacred wrist. Your brokenness was just as necessary. Each failure, a display of what your best effort awards you without Him. You cannot succeed without Him. Your failures afford you the opportunity to grasp the momentary truth. And once truly grasped, do you think it would not have all been worth it? We have spoken about this to you before, but He sees fit to remind you today, the broken ones, the meek ones, the ones who have been humbled, all have been a common theme that ruins throughout all thought of the world daily. He is saving me from myself. This radical truth impresses upon you because of your past, should grieve you great, should give you great hope and joy for what the future holds. In front of you, there exists a new chance, loved one. His mercies are new every day. A man's days are determined. You have decreased the number of months and have set limits on he cannot exceed. Job 14, verse 5. So that is our morning devotional here today. And as we think about this powerful, powerful message, remember, every day, every morning is a new morning. We wake up and we have so much to look forward to every single day. We must embrace that and understand that truth because it's so powerful. and we must look forward and not look back. I mean, it's okay to learn from your mistakes, to learn from the things that were done in the past that we want to learn from. But we have to understand, no matter what age you are, if you're younger or older, no matter what age you are, there's so much left to your life. I see people in their 30s saying, oh, they're too old, they passed their prime. People in their 40s and 50s. And then people in their 60s, because they get to that retirement age and they think they're ready to call it in. But no. Think about people like the guy from Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders. Until he was much, much, much later in life, nobody knew who he was or anything about him. And then he opened up his chicken chain and all this stuff. And look how famous he became. It's not about being famous, folks, but it's about not giving up on your dreams and your hopes. And our dreams, our hopes, and desires should be as close to Yahweh as possible. Remember, no matter what you've accomplished in life, or no matter what hardships you went through in life, there's still more ahead of us. And we must learn, you know, especially when it comes to heartaches in life, to put the past behind us. We must not let these things weigh us down. And this is what happens so often. It begins with understanding our Creator's commandments are not just the physical acts we commit every day, but also the memories and the attitude that we have towards Him and His holy word. We must understand this. We know the difference between the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the devil. And we have to choose Him. Remember, it's a spiritual battle that's going on daily, and the enemy wants us to hold on to those painful memories of the past, where we're scared to move forward in the future. Those feelings of guilt, those feelings of why somebody hurt me, those what ifs if I did it this way or that way. But Yahweh said, I wrote your life. I want you to come as close to me as possible. Keep looking forward. Stop looking backwards. It begins with letting go of all bitterness for things that didn't go according to the way you planned, and to begin trusting the way Yahweh planned. We need to forgive those that hurt us. We need to forgive ourselves for not making different choices in life and have no regrets, for we know who Yahweh is. For I have a relationship with Yahweh that I look forward to in the future, keep getting closer and closer in the future, versus the what ifs and how comes and all this. Forgiveness is so powerful. And this is something, a trait of Yahweh. Psalms 103, 12 and 13 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed from our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on those who fear him. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Hebrews 10:17 says, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. So as we walk around holding on to the guilt of our past sins and the things we've done in the past that have kept us from achieving things in the future, we think, if our Creator is able to blot them out and forget them and remember them no more, why can't you? The Bible says we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. And we must not focus on these things of the past and look forward to the great things ahead. When people ask me what's the best days of my life, and when people ask you that question, instead of reminiscing on some of those good childhood moments, or some of those days in your life where certain events happened, we need to understand Yahweh's great grace, kindness, and everything is renewed every single day, every single morning. The best day of my life was yesterday, and an even better day will be today. Each day I know Him more, and each day I'm closer to Him. The best events of my life are yesterday and today. That's it. I'm not looking at the past. I'm not focusing on those things. Whenever I find myself focusing on those things, it brings me back to a place I don't want to remember. For even good memories makes me think, oh, I was young. I had so much to look forward to back then. And all these memories can slip into your mind. Forget about those. Think about what we have ahead of us. Think about all the great things you have ahead of you. It says in Isaiah 43:18, do not call into mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which Yahweh has called me. Heavenward and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. For not only do we have great things here in our life, but remember, as we store up the things in heaven, we got a great kingdom to come. Even at the end of this eternal life, this physical life, we have an eternal life waiting for us. So much to look forward to. So instead of looking back at the past, let's look forward to the future of the great, glorious things that await us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this means that anyone who belongs in Yeshua has become a new person. The old life is gone now and a new life has begun. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, don't you realize that it is a race, everyone, but only one person gets the prize, so run to win. And Ephesians 4:23-24 says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like a wonderful Messiah, truly righteous and holy. This is what we must understand every day. Every day is a new day. This is the day He has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Do we get that? This, today, right now, is a new day. It's a new day. We need to change from our former selves. Even if we think yesterday was a great righteous day and I did wonderful things to please Yahweh, make today even better. Every day better and better and moving forward. We have that great opportunity and possibility because we have Yahweh in our lives. But the only thing we should remember about the past is we were nothing without Him. And we are nothing without Him. We need Him in our lives. We need Him in our lives. And remember, no matter what, that Yahweh is always with you. It says in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, will be with you wherever you go. When I do my daily morning prayers, I ask people to pray with me. And the prayer I often get is for somebody they know, somebody they're praying for. And the greatest prayers, request I get is when we say, let's pray for them to have a relationship with the Messiah, for their eyes to be open, for they would know. Well, I pray for us, for our eyes and our hearts to be opened, for us being able to forget the past, to leave that behind us and to move forward. It says in Luke 9:62, Yeshua said, no one puts a hand in the plow to look back and is fit for service of the kingdom of Yahweh. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in 24:16-17 says, for though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Psalms 37:24, though he may stumble, he will not fall, for Yahweh upholds him with his hand. Here's the thing. Many of us are scared to do things because of our past experience of failure. We're scared to try new things because our experience as children and a young adult age that didn't succeed or in some ways failed terribly. We must be willing to do it because the difference is this time we have and know that Yahweh is there with us. Romans 12:1-2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. Only then, you see that? It says, It says, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, and holy and pleasing to Yahweh. See, this is proper worship, and the first thing we must do. It says, and then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is. We must first be willing to offer our bodies to Him. And it begins with realizing we are nothing without Him. We need Him. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. We need Him, and we have to trust that. We have to trust that. No matter what is going on in the world, He says in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in Yahweh forever. For Yahweh Himself is the rock eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I emphasize this in just about all my teachings. You know, it says trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Not some of your heart, but all of your heart. And the problem is, often we give Him some of our heart, some of our time, some of our faith, some of our trust. He wants it all. He wants it all. He wants it all. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which Yahweh has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses. That's where we want to be. And it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We need Him in our lives. And you need to realize that. He doesn't need us. We need Him. That's the revelation you need to realize and understand. He doesn't need us. We need Him. Acts 17:24 and 27 says, the Elohim who made the world and everything in it is the sovereign Elohim of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in shrines made by human hands, and He isn't served by people as if He needed anything. He Himself gives everyone's life, breath, and everything else. From one man, He made every nation of humanity to live all over the earth. Fix the seasons of the year in national boundaries within which they live so that they might look for Yahweh. Somehow reach for Him and find Him. Of course, He is never far from any one of us. Job 22 verse 2 says, can a person do anything to help Yahweh? Even a wise person. Can even a wise person be helpful to Him? Remember what it says in John 15:5, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who abides in me while I abide in him produces much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. And then of course, John 15:16, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. Remember, we don't need Him. He doesn't need us. We need Him. Remember that. Remember that. John 14:3 says, Philip said to him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Psalms 124 verses 7 and 8 says, we have escaped like a bird from a human's trap. The trap has broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. That's the attitude that we need. Less of me and more of Him in our lives. I mean, we hear these sayings all the time, but we don't really understand or acknowledge it. Let me put it this way. This is the problem we have today. When I say Yeshua died for you, or Yeshua died for us, what emotions do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Now, if you have a brother or a sister or a wife or a best friend or a mother or father, and there was an event that happened and they died for you, let's say somebody broke into your house. Somebody pulls out a gun and is about to shoot you, and your brother jumps in front of the bullet for you and dies. When I say your brother died for you, how do you feel about that? All of a sudden, you get those emotions. You might even get angry. Don't talk about my brother like that. And all these emotions. Or your wife or your best friend. And all these emotions. But we hear this phrase so often that Yeshua died for us that we just don't emotionally and physically and mentally put ourselves in that place anymore of what he actually did for us. We must remember the importance of Yahweh's plan and why Yeshua died for us. We were not listening. We were not obeying. We did not have faith, even as the disciples didn't have the faith with all their heart. But when he died, they changed their tune quite quickly because he came back. He came back, and he's coming back again. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Remember that. Psalms 40 verse 17 says, as for me, since I am poor and needy, let Yahweh keep me in his thoughts. You are my helper, my savior, my God, do not delay. And Psalms 37 4 says, delight in thyself also, Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of the heart. Remember. Psalms 27, 5 says, for he will hide me in the shelter of the day of troubles. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will lift me up through a rock. If you have faith in him, nothing is going to shake you. We need him, though, in our lives to save us, to help us. We need that. And we got that. We got that through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for Yahweh made Yeshua, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with Yahweh through Yeshua. Looking forward and not looking back in the past and understanding what he offered us and what he gives us every single morning. It's a new morning. Galatians 3:13 says, Yeshua redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. The only reason that we can seek Yahweh is because of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Without him, the equation means nothing. We need to seek him. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, all this is from Yahweh, who reconciled us to himself through Yeshua and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, but from there you will search again for Yahweh your Elohim, and you search for him with all your heart and soul, you will find him. Hallelujah. We need to look, we need to find, and we need to trust. Every day is new. It says in James 1 verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And Hebrews 4:16 says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious Elohim. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find his grace to help us when we need it most. Let Yahweh guide you. Let Yahweh guide you as we move forward. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a man are established by Yahweh when he delights in his ways. And Psalm 32:8 says, Yahweh says, I will guide you along the best pathways of your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now I ask you today, whose path do you want to follow? And which way do you want to go? Go the way of Yahweh. It is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. Remember, we need him. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. He is the one that will hold us and keep us. And no word from Yahweh will ever fail. We must come to a point to understand that we are nothing without him. We are nothing without him, and we need him. Nothing we have is given to us that's good without him. And everything with him is excellent and great. Matthew 4:4 says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. This is why it's important to read your Bibles daily and think about and look forward to the future and not focus on the past. First, seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, his Torah, his instructions. Anything else. It says, if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. It's Yahweh who works in you to both will and to work for his good pleasure. Yahweh is in control. Yahweh is in charge of all of this. We must seek him daily. Daily. Not making it a time, one day a week. One day a week you're going to open your Bible or go to church. No, on a daily basis, we must die to ourselves. And we must seek him. There's thankfully so many examples of people who have done this. Some of them have lived long lives here physically. Many of them have become martyrs and died at a young age. And some people say, well, if he was so righteous, why'd that happen to him? Why'd he die so soon, or why'd something happen to him? Remember, Yeshua was a young man when he died. Yahweh's in control of everything. Yahweh knows the timing. Yahweh knows the timing. For if you have these questions of why, or what ifs, or how comes, open up your Bible and find the answer in his word, his scriptures. And for those of you that say or think the Bible was just written by man, it's not important. Or for those of you that think or say, oh, the Bible has changed around so many times and it's so old, it can't be accurate. I tell you, scripture today is just as it was the day it was written. It has not been changed around because it talks about Yeshua, who he is and what he did for us. And that's what we must remember it from us. Not looking for excuses not to believe our Creator, but trusting and understanding that Yeshua died for us. And Yahweh's word is true. And he doesn't change from yesterday or today. We must seek him always, every day, and look forward to the future. I know we have hard times of the past and going on right now, thinking about things of the past, but look where we are today. For if I could see videos on YouTube of a man with no legs and no arms smiling and giving motivational talks, don't tell me that person that has all his limbs but is crying and in despair is trusting and faith in Yahweh. We must trust in Yahweh and understand the spiritual warfare that's going on in this world. And we could have a wonderful and blessed day. Remember, his word says, this is the day Yahweh has created. We should rejoice and be glad in it. So I want to encourage you all to understand, this is the day Yahweh has made. Today, this very day, trust him and be glad in it. Have a blessed day, everybody. Suffer well, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
In my time I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in me?